Log Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, praise God. Out there in Radio Land, this is Overseer Tendall again tonight. It's Friday night. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's Friday night. All right, we are so privileged and honored to be here one more time on this radio broadcast today. I have been blessed. My soul has been enriched, and I'm excited about the word tonight. Let's just bow our heads real quick and have a word of prayer. Most gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, it's again that we come before your presence with thanksgiving. We come to lift up your name first, Lord God. We thank you because you are Jehovah Jireh, you're Jehovah Nisi, you're Jehovah Tiffany, you're the El Shaddai, Lord God. You are all that we need and then some. Tonight, Lord God, we thank you for the last two nights and how you poured out your spirit, how the Holy Spirit reigned on this radio broadcast. Now tonight, Lord, as we prepare to go into the third night, Lord God, anoint, touch the speaker, send a rhema word from the Logos for us tonight. We pray, Lord God, that you bless our presiding prelate, Lord God, another bishop, continue, Lord God, to just build our leaders up, continue to give them the vision. Everyone who's connected, Lord God, we just thank you in advance for blessings that are coming that way, because we're reaching higher in the name of the Lord. We ask these blessings in your name, Lord God, and for your sake, we pray and say amen. I thank God tonight that I have the opportunity to share with you on this radio broadcast as we prepare to go into the third night of this on-air revival. The third night is something about having that three-night revival. It's something about move your umbrellas out the way so you can get soaked in the rain of the word. I want all that God has got for me tonight. I'm not going to belabor the hour, but we have a man of God, a preacher who hails to us from the city of Monroe, Louisiana, all the way down there in the Bayou State. And we just thank God for Bishop Banks, the man of God who's been delivering the word of God these last two nights. He is somebody's preacher. He is somebody special. And we thank God tonight. We're going to give you the line a little while later. We're going to have the prayer lines. They're going to be open. The intercessors are going to be waiting for you tonight. They're going to be waiting for your calls. But let's get ready to hear Bishop Don G. Banks. He is the pastor and founder, along with his wife, First Lady, and Pastor Sherlasky Banks, of the Greater Realness Church, soon to be known as the Greater Realness Cathedral, down there in the city of Monroe, Louisiana. I don't have to talk too much about it, but I'll tell you this, I know he's saved. He's sanctified, and he's filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you out there, Radio Land, tonight, but I'm ready now to hear the words of the Lord. I bring to you, brothers and sisters, none other than our very own Bishop Don G. Banks.
Praise the Lord, all of you listening out there in Radio Land. It is indeed a pleasure and a blessing to be with you again on this third night of revival. And we've been talking about reaching higher. We'd like to recognize and honor our presiding prelate, Bishop Henry Tindall, along with our First Lady of this ministry, the UFCCM Ministry, Secretary General, Mother Shirley Tindall, who we call Mother Bishop, and to all of the esteemed Episcopal Board of Bishops, all of our elders and pastors that's in our family of ministry, and to all of you that have tuned in to hear a word from the Lord. We honor you tonight and thank you for tuning in. Thank you to our executive producer of this ministry, Teacher Tyndall, and her staff that works so diligently with her. We honor her as well. I want to begin this continuation of Reaching Higher theme out of the book of Isaiah, chapter number 54 and verse number 17. Amen. I'm going to begin reading. It says, no weapon, praise the Lord, no weapon formed against you. Look at someone and tell them he's talking about you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Isn't that good news? This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is from me. And guess who's talking, ladies and gentlemen? Says the Lord. Amen. We honor God for that powerful piece of scripture. The first issue that demands our attention is the word weapon. And when we think about reaching higher and we hear the word weapon, when it's used in this fashion, we know right away that we have an enemy. Now, I had a thought concerning the uses of this word while I was preparing this message, and my thought was, apparently, the devil knows he can't handle you and I the way he wants to handle us. Apparently, he knows he don't have the power to deal with us the way he desires to deal with us. So what he does is he resorts to employing weapons or weapons to intimidate us into allowing him to bring us into a subdued state, or simply just to steal our victory. You know, Satan's aim is to take away our desire to reach higher. Satan knows that he's under our feet, and he knows God gave us dominion and authority over him, and we can accept that power to bind his activity and loose his stronghold. He knows that we have the capacity to reach higher despite our circumstances. Can I paint a picture for you for just a moment? Do you remember that person, that young boy, that young girl that was in our schoolyard or in our childhood that always was looking for something to pick up? Every time they got engaged into a conflict or a fight, they would be the first one to grab a stick and say, I'll fight you now. Well, let me tell you something. That person done that only for one reason. They done that because they were scared deep down inside of what you might do to them. They knew they couldn't whoop you. Oh, brothers and sisters out there in radio land, I need to give you some good news right off the bat. And that is, the devil knows he can't do anything to you that lets you allow him to do it. He knows that all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus, and he has to flee. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts to resist him, in the book of James to resist him, and he shall flee. That's what I mean about that devil. When we're walking under authority, when we're reaching higher, when we're extending our faith, when we are stretching out in God, he can't stay in the ring with us. So you know what he does, ladies and gentlemen? He goes out there and he forms weapons, hoping to deter us from our winning. Let's talk for a minute. Let's look at this word weapons again. And let me say this. Number one, weapons will be formed. You're not going to get out of this life without a fight. You're not going to get out of this life without having to reach and stretch and to take your faith places that you've never been before. You're not going to get out of this life without any scars. And let me tell you something about those scars. Stop hiding your scars. Every scar that you have is a testimony that God brought you through. Isn't that good news? Go ahead and give God some praise right there, because every scar indicates that you are not just a challenger, but you are a champion. I want you to turn your Bible to 1 Timothy 6 and 12. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Glory be to God. Take hold of the eternal life unto which you were called when you were made, when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. And listen, I love it. I love what it says. Fight the what? Good fight. This is a good fight, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got to fight it by reaching. We've got to fight it by stretching. We've got to fight it by saying, God, not my weak, but let your will be done in my life. We already discussed why weapons are formed. The devil wants to put us under his control. He wants us blinded by his tactics. He wants us emotionally driven. He wants us exhausted to the point where we forget and we just simply stop reaching higher. We can't just give up and we just can't just give up our stuff. We just can't give up our joy. We can't just give up and lose. We can't just surrender our anointing. We can no longer go down without a fight. We got to fight to reach higher. And since I mentioned fight, how many of you know that it doesn't matter the size of the dog in the fight? It only matters the size. Yeah, you know where I'm going. It only matters the size of the fight in the dog. I believe out there in radio land, I believe those of you that are connecting with the UFCCM, you know how the importance of fighting. You're realizing that I might not be a big dog, but I got a big fight inside of me. Glory be to God. I thank God for what he's doing in your life right now. Why don't you just lift your hand and say, I got a whole lot of fight inside of me. I'm determined, I hope you are too, I'm determined to reach higher than I've ever reached before. And I know some of you are sensing this in your spirit these last few nights. You are making a determination. Your vision is coming alive. Your excitement is getting excited, and you are getting ready to reach like you've never reached before. I feel my stretch coming on. I'm expanding to the left and to the right. Give God a praise right there. You know, Satan's favorite weapon is three things: deception, delay, and distraction. He's always trying to be a deceiver. He's the master deceiver. He's always trying to delay you and stop the promises of God, but he can't stop them. They may be delayed, but they're coming. You may be delayed, but you're what? Not denied. Oh, he's always trying to distract you, to get you off of the road of holiness, the way that God has put for you. But ladies and gentlemen, if you hold on to God's unchanging hand and you keep on reaching higher, you're going to know God in a way that you've never known him before. Listen here, the devil will form weapons out of every situation. He'll form a weapon out of every circumstance that you find yourself in. That's when you got to determine in your spirit that I have dominion. That's right. Say that word with me. Dominion and authority over the devil. Over the devil. In what? The name of Jesus. The devil don't have a one place. You know where it's at. Come on, say it with me. It's under my feet. The second point I want to say to you tonight is, don't worry about your enemy's tongue. Let me say that again. Don't worry about your enemy's rises against you. That's right, I'm talking about you. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, not God, but who? You shall condemn. Isn't God a good God? The tongues of your enemies, your haters, your frenemies, all of those that say they're with you, but they're really not with you, and those that are bitter because God is blessing your life, those, the tongues of those that have spoken angry and hurtful things, their tongues are under the influence of the devil. And we should never be surprised what they say about us. We should never be surprised how they downgrade our church. We should never be surprised how they mimic and how they mock our worship. But notice that not only with the problem of the tongue being rose against you, God gave you a promise. And the promise is that you shall condemn those tongues. That means God will use you to put them to shame. Glory be to God. Here's one of my favorite passages I found in Psalms. Those that put their trust in God shall never be ashamed. You know what never means? Never means never, 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 never. God won't let you be ashamed. He'll raise you up when you've been knocked down and everybody then walked away and say you're out for the count. But God will raise you up. Your enemies will never prevail over you, which brings me to my final point, and that is simply these three words. When I say it, I'm talking about the tactics, the deceptions, the trickeries, everything that the devil can think of, the devil can throw at you. You know, we talk about he threw everything at me, including the kitchen sink. Well, all of that stuff, it won't work. How do you know that? Let's go back to our text. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Go ahead, brothers and sisters. Shout right there. Give God a amen, a thank you, Jesus. Give God a glory to his name, because nothing coming against you is going to work. Rather, it be a weapon of the tongue. God has assured us that it will not work. As a matter of fact, what the devil means for bad, God will turn that around and make it for our good. He can make good out of bad. He can make a message out of mess. He can stomp out lies with truth. Point is, whatever weapon it is, whatever tongue that rises up against you, it will not work. Glory be to God. That's good news. And you ought to shout about that good news. And while I'm giving out some good news, let me throw this at you. The devil ain't the only one with weapons. That's right. You heard me. The devil is not the only one with weapons. Now, for all my southern brothers and sisters down here in Louisiana that's listening, let me say it the way we say it. The devil ain't the only one with weapons. And he ain't the only one with a tongue. Watch this. Praise is your weapon. Glory be to God. Praise is your weapon. Whenever you want victory, just give God praise. Whenever you want God to bring you out, give him praise. I like to say this right here. There is no place that your life can take you that your worship can't get you out of. There is no place you can find yourself at that when you begin to give God praise and worship, that God won't come down and rescue you out of your trouble. Somebody said when praises go up, blessings come down. But I like to say when praises go up, God comes down. In your time of giving God praise, God begins to get glorified, and he gets excited, and he sends a blessing. It's your time. It's your time. It's your time to throw your hands up and give him praise, and reach higher in your worship. Reach higher in your loving on God. Reach higher in your seeking God. Reach higher in pursuing your vision. Reach higher. That's why, minister, don't give up. Keep on pressing in your ministry. That's why, pastor, if God gave you a vision, he's going to bring about provision. That's right, saint of God. That's right, divorcee. It doesn't matter what the situation is. God is about to come and send some help your way. I don't want you to forget to tell. I don't want to forget to tell you this. That here's another thing you can always remember that comes from your tongue. Death and life is where? In the power of your tongue. In other words, you got the nerve to say it. God got the power to do it. Beloved, I'm getting ready to close this message and come back to you in just a few minutes and give you a quick review. But I want you to remember to declare. Declare, it's your heritage, the word of God says. In other words, you come from a long line of kings and queens, and you were meant to be blessed, and you were meant to press, you were meant to retire, you was meant to stretch, you were meant to extend, you were meant to expand from the left to the right. I'll be back. Overseer Kendall is coming back with some very important announcements, and stay tuned for his voice. up.
And teaching to us, as the man of God was preaching and teaching to us tonight from the Word of God about fighting. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And as we stretch forward in God, saints of God, we got to understand and we got to know that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Oh, the bishop got my heart stirred up tonight. You got my spirit going. While I'm on that note, I just want to share with anybody who may be listening in Radio Land tonight, we have prayer intercessors that are on standby to receive your prayer, not just your prayer requests, but they are standing by to pray with you, to share with you, so that as you go higher or reach higher in the Lord, you can have someone to kind of join their hands and couple their faith with you. Tonight, that number is 833-88-UFCCM. Again, that's 833-88-3226. Our prayer intercessors are going to be here at the close of the revival tonight, like they have been the last two nights. They're going to be waiting to hear from you. Somebody out there has been battling to pray. I got a call last night. Someone heard the message. Someone called me and said, "Pastor Tindall, the message that Bishop Banks preached for me last night was from me." And the word of God that's coming forth tonight is for somebody. Don't you know? The no weapon that's formed against you. Bishop Banks, you got me excited. Two times a preacher feel like preaching. One, when a preacher get up and don't do nothing. But two, when a preacher gets up and they say something, they stir up your spirit and it makes you want to go forth. It's not my time tonight. We're going to go back and hear Bishop Banks. He's going to bring this revival message to a close. And I'm going to tell you this. If you have not understood, if you don't know, after these messages, that you can reach higher. Guess what? You can reach higher in the Lord. I'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to turn it back now to the hands of Bishop Banks.
Praise God and praise God again. Thank you, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in, hearing the series of messages concerning reaching higher. We spoke to you very candidly tonight. from the Bible in Isaiah 54 and 17. We need to know in this time our world, our country, our nation, all of us, no matter what you are, black, white, no matter where you come from, we need to know that we need to reach higher. We need God in a very special way these days, and we need to be reminded that whatever the enemy does, whatever the enemy forms, whatever weapon he has, it cannot prosper against us. God made us the winner in the beginning. You know how God works? He works from the end to the beginning. He already declared us the champion. And these series of messages concerning reaching higher and stretching out and extending ourselves to the right, to the left, and being blessed by God are all words to let us know that we have already won the war. And listen here. Weapons will be formed, but they won't prosper. I wanted to remind you, don't you worry about what the enemy's saying about you. Don't worry about what they said and what he said or she said. It's time for you to reach higher. And I hope over these last 3 nights that your determination, your vision, and your enthusiasm have grown to the point where you know no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper, and you will be able to reach higher than you've ever reached before. Remember, it will not work. The devil has weapons, but so do we. And what's our weapon? Praise is our weapon. Here's one I didn't talk to you about, but you need to know. Prayer. Prayer is the key that unlocks God's presence in our lives. And I want you to remember that as we go forth in these days that we're living in, where they have been clouded by so much unjust and so much unrighteousness, let us shine as bright lights, seeing and knowing that our hearts belong to God, that other men and women may see our good works and glorify God, which is in heaven. If you haven't taken the time to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, take the time and confess Him with your mouth. Believe it in your heart, and He has guaranteed you will be saved. Thank you again for listening to the broadcast, and thank God for our leadership and this ministry, the UFCCM broadcast ministry that's going to reach thousands for the cause of Christ. I'll turn you back over to our announcer. Blessings. Blessings and blessings to you all.
Well, good evening, Saints and friends. We thank Bishop Banks for the messages that he's been preaching over the last 3 days about reaching higher. Just want to give a special shout out to Bishop Banks for allowing the Lord to use him. I tell you, we're living in the last and evil days. The old folks used to say the sun is almost down. We thank God tonight for Bishop Banks preaching the word. As I was listening to his closing remarks, I got an emergency call from a friend who's on the highway, frantic in a crisis, who needed to hear that word. She's running down the highway, getting ready to take her life. Not to hear myself, but because of the word of God about reaching higher. Said, I can do it. I just need one more chance. Sometimes that's all we need is one more chance. And so tonight we thank God for the effectiveness of these messages. If you need prayer, there's somebody else out there that needs prayer. You need to call 1-833-888-3226. Again, that's 1-833-88-UFCCM. Our intercessors are standing by right now as I speak. As I speak, I feel the Holy Spirit moving. Somebody needs to call. Somebody may be dealing with a calamity in their life. You may be at the end of your rope. You may be at the point where it seems like you want to give up. Now is not the time to give up. You've got to reach higher. Know that the weapon, just because it's formed, doesn't mean that it's going to prosper. Yeah, the weapon may be formed, but that's all right. Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit lift up a standard of holiness against him. Reach higher. Bishop Banks said it so well on Wednesday night. He said, sometimes God got to stretch us like a rubber band so that he can get the most. When he stretches you, when it feels like you're about to give up, right, when that rubber band is about to break, that's when God is getting ready to launch you higher. So, my friends, call tonight, 833-888-3226, 833-888-UFCCM. If you don't get an answer, if the line is busy, call right back. Keep calling. Like you said on last night, be determined. The bishop last night talked about having that enthusiasm, having joy, and you got to be determined. I hope you were obedient and said vision, 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 vision all day. And the enemy comes up against you, and just look at the situation and say, vision. I got vision because I'm reaching higher for what it is that God wants me to have. I'm going to leave it alone tonight. I want you to call. I want you to know that we are so blessed. We thank God for our visionaries, Bishop Tindall and Mother Bishop, who had this in their mind years ago to have a broadcast of where we could evangelize and minister to you and you and you. We thank God for Teacher Tindall and Bishop Haywood and their staffs moving this vision for Bishop Davison and others moving this vision forward. I know someone was blessed tonight. I know you were touched. If you want to make sow a seed, if you feel so led in your spirit to sow a seed into good ground, you may say, I don't have a church, but I want to pay my tithes. I'm looking for somewhere to pay my tithes in good ground. I just want to be a blessing to the ministry. Go to ufccm.org, ufccm.org. Click on the PayPal app or the Givelify app. Be a blessing as the Lord leads. We thank God every second Saturday of the month. Teacher Tindall and her staff has one of these anointed broadcasts at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We have some of the most anointed preachers and musicians and bishops and deacons and people in the country, in the world, that dial in and share with the saints of God. So we want you to keep that in mind. But again, we thank Bishop Banks for the word the last 3 days about reaching higher. Reach higher, reach higher, reach higher, reach higher. I'm getting ready to go, getting ready to sign off until the next time when we have our next revival. But I want you to remember, call us tonight, 1-833-88-UFCCM. Again, that's 1-833-888-3226. We thank Bishop Haywood, who's been engineering this broadcast, and to all of his staff that's been helping. And again, to our Bishop Tindall and Mother Bishop. And we give a special honor to Bishop Don Banks tonight, who allowed the Lord to use him the last 3 days. This is Overseer Tindall. I just want to say that I love you. I'm praying for you. Our intercessors are waiting to hear from you. Call. 888-333-888-3226. Until next time, I love you, but God loves you more. You all be blessed. In the name of Jesus, God bless you.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.